Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate October 31st. If you need some extra chills to go along with your trick-or-treating or other Halloween fun tonight, just look into the sky. It's filled with ghosts, witches, and gorgons, the snake-headed sisters of mythology who turned anyone who looked at them to stone. The gorgons are four stars in Perseus, low in the northeast as night falls. The brightest of the four represents Medusa, one of the sisters. The other three arc to its right. The bright one is Algol, from the Arabic phrase that means the demon's head. It may have received the name because it fades dramatically every 3 days or so, the result of a fainter star passing in front of a brighter one. The Skull Nebula, the final gasp of a dying star, is in the southeast in Cetus, the sea monster. And the Witch Head Nebula, a giant cloud of gas and dust, climbs into view before midnight, close to Rigel, the bright foot of Orion. It looks like the profile of the Wicked Witch in The Wizard of Oz. Two nebulas are called the Ghost, and both are high in the northern sky. One is near the House outlined by the stars of Cephas the King. The other is near the W outlined by the stars of his wife, Cassiopeia. Both are clouds of gas and dust. Parts of the outline of the kingly ghost looks like demons with horns. And the outline of the queenly one looks like a ghostly sheep blowing on the wind, among the spooky sights in the sky on Halloween night. We have more about the night sky in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.